Greg Wolf, pastor of Cliff Terrace Church here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we're so glad you decided to join us today. And just like we've been doing every Wednesday night since, I guess, probably April and I think March when we started this. But before we begin, I want to remind you tonight to be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you have not already. And to get alerts when a new video is available, be sure and click the bell. And that way you can get all the latest videos. Also, I have a couple announcements to make. The first announcement that I want to make is this Sunday, you don't want to miss being here in service. Each Sunday, we start at 10:30 a.m. You can either be in person, live, or live on YouTube. And this Sunday, we have a special guest ministering to us. His name is Clayton Helling, and he is the campus pastor for Chi Alpha at UAFS here in Fort Smith. Service begins at 10:30 a.m. Don't miss it. You want to be here. He's got a great word for you. The next Wednesday, I'm excited about this. We're going to be meeting in person once again. We'll have Roll Ranger for boys ages 5 and up, girls ministries for girls ages 5 and up. We'll have our adults meeting in the sanctuary. And if you're unable to be here in person, you can still watch us live on YouTube. We have a new starting time, though. We'll meet at 7 p.m. That's next Wednesday, 7 p.m., not at 6:30, but at 7 p.m., so be sure to check us out. And one last thing, I want to give a shout-out to Sunday Cool T-Shirts. They made our new volunteer shirts. If you ever attend one of our events and you have questions, be sure to look for a person with one of these shirts, and they'll be able to assist you. But these are great shirts. They're comfortable. If you have any T-shirt needs, be sure to look up Sunday Cool Tees. Today, we're in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, and here's something I want you to think about tonight. God requires loyalty from his people. If there was any doubt in my mind that there is definitely no doubt at all that Daniel was loyal to God. You know, right in the midst of the enemy, Daniel never wavered in his faith. And so we're going to look at his story today, found in Daniel chapter 6. I want to read several verses, several passages. I'll stop in the midst of the verses and kind of talk a little bit about what was going on. But Daniel chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so extinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs. But they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, 'We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God.' So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, 'May King Darius live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered. In accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed.' So King Darius put the decree in writing." Think about this. Here it is again, like in so much of this book. If you've been with us over the last several weeks, you see this time and time again. Daniel is confronted with a request for his ultimate loyalty. Darius had appointed satraps and administrators, and Daniel did his job as an administrator exceptionally well. And when the king decided to promote him, his colleagues plotted against him, using something they knew he would be unable to comply with, a request by the king for total loyalty and worship to him alone. Now, in their polytheistic society, Darius's decree would not have banned all worship and prayer to other gods indefinitely. But his advisors convinced him to put a temporary ban in place. The probability is that Darius regarded this act as a pledge of loyalty to himself and a token of their desire to respect his authority to the utmost. But this decree didn't stop Daniel. Look at verse 10. It says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. 'Did you not publish the decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the lion's den?' The king answered, 'The decree stands in accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed.'" Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had any people like that in your life? You know, you do the best you can, and when you're successful at what you're doing, people try to drag you down, or in Daniel's case, take you out, right? Well, when Daniel is made aware of his dire situation, he does the best possible thing. He prays. You see, the only prayer that we are certain he prayed, however, was not one requesting his safety for God to intervene and remove this persecution and rescue him. Verse 10 says that three times a day he gave thanks to God. His concern was not limited to his immediate circumstance, but he continued to pray for God's larger project of redemption to be worked out. That's what he prayed for. Daniel had created a habit of praying. And this was not something that he was going to just stop doing because the king had issued a decree. You know, every one of us have habits. Hopefully, most of us have those good habits. You know, like we brush our teeth, you know, every morning or every night or both. And many of us, maybe you go for a run or you hit the gym every morning. And some of us acquire those bad habits, like chewing our nails. That's one of mine. Or the end of a pen, you know. Habit formation is a process by which new behaviors become automatic. Old habits are hard to break and new habits are hard to form. That's because the behavioral patterns we repeat most often are literally etched into our neural pathways. Daniel was well versed in the Jewish custom of praying three times a day. And this habit altered what his automatic response was to changing circumstances in his life. You know, when you have taught your brain and your body and your soul to respond to all circumstances with prayer, it becomes automatic. And that's the way it was for Daniel's life. Now let's look at the rest of the story. Verse 13 says, "Then they said to the king, 'Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day.' When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, 'Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed.' So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, 'May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you.'" Check this out. This is pretty cool. "A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him. And he could not sleep." He had one of those restless nights. "And at the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, 'Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, may the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Isn't that a great word? Man, that's just a great story. I love this story. And you know, and like the other stories, this one ends with God's provision and the king praising the one true God. I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Nebuchadnezzar. You know, he ended up praising God. God is sovereign over the circumstances of Daniel's life, and he protects him from the den of lions. God proved that what King Darius said is true in verse 27. He says, he rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Let me ask you this question. What kind of habits are you creating in your life? No one ever said that forming habits would be easy. We need to take time to spend moments with God in prayer. Make prayer a priority in your life. Spend time with God. Create habits of prayer and worship. See, when we create those habits of prayer and worship in our life, it can strengthen our faith. You know, we can let Daniel's life be an example for how we should live our life. Daniel's a perfect example, and that's how we need to set our life, looking at Daniel's life and living a life the way he lived. Let's pray. God, we just thank you for this time that we can come here and be here in this place. God, I pray for every believer that's watching and every unbeliever that's watching. God, I pray that you touch their life. And if there's anybody here that does not know you, God, I pray that you give them an opportunity tonight, God, to receive you as their Savior, that they would just surrender their life and they would ask you to be their Savior. I'm talking to you tonight and telling you that it's so easy to do. All you have to do is just say, dear Jesus, come into my heart, cleanse me of my sins. I want to serve you. It's as easy as that. If you said that prayer and you asked Jesus into your heart tonight, then I want you to let us know. Give us a call so that we can whatever, so we can help you in any way we can. As we leave tonight, I want to remind you to about next Wednesday. Don't forget, we'll be here at 7. It will be online at 7. Everything will start at 7. Our kids' classes will start. It's going to be great meeting in person once again. We're not going to have the pre-service meal like we've done in the past. We're hoping here in a couple of months we'll be able to start that back as well. We're just kind of slowly starting things back, getting things back in the groove. Next week, I'm so excited about starting back in service again on Wednesday nights. So we have plenty of space, plenty of room for you to spread out. Wednesday nights are even smaller than Sundays, and so we have plenty of room on Sundays for you to join us as well, 10:30. Also, don't forget to subscribe to YouTube, and lots of more stuff that's coming up that we'll let you know about here. Don't forget, when you're done with this video, go down and look in the description below. There are questions down there that you can continue on this matter that we've been talking about. And if you have any prayer needs, you can send us your prayer needs to text to 479-888-7331. That's 479-888-7331. We'll be happy to send that out to our prayer task force, and they'll pray for you and believe and agree that God's going to touch and minister to your needs. Y'all have a wonderful week, and so we'll see you back here next Wednesday night at 7. That's 7. Have a good night.